Was it a case of bad management or just being outclassed, or was it somewhere in between?
It's not bad management, you know, because if we go out and play to the potential and the regime that we're asked for, you know, people don't score past us that much. You know, we're renowned on clean sheets and making it hard for the opposition. Very rare let teams score two goals past us, never mind three. So the lads went out and, in all honesty, we didn't defend as we normally do. You don't see teams being allowed to put in, you know, so many crosses and getting the heads on it and scoring goals in the manner which, especially the first couple that the Croatians did. It was always, I think for me, it was always going to be tough, you know, conceding after 2 minutes. I think that must have been the earliest goal that we've conceded for donkey's years. I can't remember, you know, the last time we conceded so early in the game, in such a big, important game, the first game of the competition, and then the pressure's on you. We responded. I thought lads responded brilliantly, and, you know, it was a well-worked free kick. We got the goal. But we never really had a foothold in the game. And for me, we didn't look comfortable as we have done in past games, in competitions, and, you know, I think we always looked susceptible to concede.
It's the disappointing thing that we really only played well when we fell behind the first time.
I think that always happens. The one thing the lads did, they responded, they showed character and bounced back, got the goal, but then just before half time they started throwing men forward. And you could sense something happening. We just needed to dig in and get to half time at 1-1. We started going deeper and deeper. And then the goal was very fortuitous. You know, it fell to Jelovic, who on other occasions would have been given offside. You know, even
was it offside in your view?
Well, I think it came off Ward, didn't it?
Yeah.
But the linesman didn't know that. And I shouted for offside straight away. He took it away brilliantly because he's a really good goal scorer. But I think, you know, that goal was, it could have gone the other way. And then the third goal is actually missing the target. It's gone in off Shea's head. He just missed the save. And that some days looks against you. And I think, look, if you needed luck the first game, it wasn't actually with us today. Sometimes you need that to go with you.
And there was a foul in the build-up to their second goal, I think it was, and we possibly should have had a penalty. But are we scraping the bottom of the barrel if we're kind of looking for those kind of things?
Not at all. That's a penalty. That's cast iron. You know, I actually, looking at the game, one of their players went down when there was nothing, you know, that happens all the time, nothing wrong whatsoever, and he's looking for a foul. And the referee never gave the foul, and they're waiting for us to put the ball out. Put the ball out of play, and we didn't put it out of play, and it's a penalty, and the referee has not given it simply and purely because of that. Two wrongs don't make a right, you know. It's a penalty, and he's let the game go on. You know, he that for me was the most disappointing part of the game, because if we get a penalty, odds are we make it 3-2, and it's game on again. It was bad refereeing, that I have to say.
Brought on Walters and Cox for McGeady and Doyle early in the second half. Do you think that was a good move?
You know, to be fair, I can't question Trapattoni because he's a tremendous manager to get us where we are at the moment. It was a strange move, I have to say. It's not the one, you know, most people wouldn't have done. But the lads did have an input. They changed it certainly a little bit. They ruffled them up a little bit going forward. But I think we lost a little bit of width on the left-hand side.
We're in uncharted waters now because we've never actually lost the first game of a major tournament. This is a big mental test of this Irish squad and indeed the fans as well.
It's a bigger test when you got Spain next game. That's a fact. For me, the hot favourites, I thought against Italy, they played really. It was a great game. You know, Italy done well, but Spain showed what we all expected them. It'd be very difficult against Spain, take it from me. They keep the ball really well, make it difficult. They've got fantastic players. If we can get a point from there, that is as good as a result that we'll have had for a long time.
This is where we thrive, though, as a nation. Yes. We tend to do well in these kind of games when we're really up against it.
Absolutely. We really have in the past, and we need to do it now more so than ever. We've got to keep our hopes alive going into the last game. You know, if we lose, obviously if we lose against Spain, it's all over, but you want to keep the hopes going. into the Italy game, because we know we can beat Italy. We've proved it time and time again. But it's going to be really tough. It really is. You know, now the last thing you wanted to do, as we all know, is to lose the first game and to have a 2-goal deficit. It's going to make it really, really tough for us.
We look tired today. Would you suggest changes for the next game, or can Trapattoni do anything about that and just start the same 11, which we know he likes to do?
Tough question. Maybe one or two changes. Yeah. I think he will. He won't play the same team. I think certain players the first half didn't do themselves justice, but it's tiredness. So sometimes, you know, the occasion gets the best of you.
Was Robbie Keane one of those players? I suppose we expect a lot, so maybe I'm being unfair.
No, I think with Robbie, we expect an awful lot of him, and sometimes it doesn't happen if you don't get the service that you need. And I don't think Robbie had a great service, to be fair, because we didn't have the ball an awful lot. So I think I'd be wrong to pinpoint him, but certainly some players didn't do themselves justice.
Can we get a result against Spain?
Yeah, football. I was in Istanbul when Liverpool were 3-0 down at half time, and yeah, I thought we were going to get beat 5 or 6. And you know, after that, anything can happen in football. Anything but anything. And we've seen some mad results. And if we put our mind to it and we defend better than we did, you know, against the Croatians, then you just never know. You never know. Spain didn't have the start that they wanted. We expected them to probably roller coaster league. No, 9 points, didn't happen. A little bit of pressure on them. They know with Croatia winning, they can't afford to slip up against us. If we make it difficult for them and nullify them for the first half, then, you know, anxiety creeps in, you never know.
I remember you scoring a goal away to Spain that was ruled out for offside. It was never offside. Do you think we're still owed something from that? Maybe karma might come into play here all these many years later?
Thank you for that, by the way, because it's great that you remember that, because I'll never forget it. I was gutted. I had loads of friends that played for Spain at the time, playing for Real Sociedad, and that was absolutely sick. It's a fantastic work goal, and you never know, things do work itself out in life. You know, they do, and perhaps that just might give us a little bit of a sway. That's what we need.